This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Wellness DC, hosted by Dr. Richard Giannotto. Dr. Giannotto is the founder and medical director of the Giannotto Clinic in Tysons Corner, Virginia. The Giannotto Clinic specializes in microsurgical hair restoration, skin care, and renewal, and quality of life for wellness medicine. Now, here's Dr. Giannotto.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Wellness DC. And, you know, we were talking about cardiometabolic disease, but we'll continue that in a minute. But newsflash, all right, newsflash. Listen, America, please eat more fruits and vegetables. This was the first line in an article yesterday on the front page of the Washington Post, ladies and gentlemen. You know what? Mainstream media, committees, governmental organizations, they're starting to get the message. A new report by the Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee, which convenes every 5 years, says that the rest of the American diet is having devastating effects. About two-thirds of American adults are overweight or obese, and maybe worse, about half of American adults, 117 million people, 117 with six zeros after it, people, have preventable chronic diseases related to poor diet and physical inactivity. Whoa! Just what have we been preaching the past 5 years? Seriously. This is why we harp on nutrition, nutrition, and more nutrition, and exercise, and exercise, and more exercise. Because activity and proper nutrition will prevent the chronic diseases of aging. All right, that's number one. And it made the mainstream media. I'm just flabbergasted and happy at the same time that people are beginning to realize this. And as parents, you need to advise your children on this, because with fast food, you are literally killing them. And you are literally condemning them to a life of disease, and a shorter life at that. Second one, paper was released yesterday out of UCLA. And I was explaining this to Andrew, and I'm going to try to explain it in English rather than in medicine or science. And as we all know, and most of you should know, our digestive tracts, especially the small and large intestine, are the home to millions and millions and millions of bacteria. Most of these bacteria are good bacteria, and they aid in digestion, and they aid in producing or absorbing the proper nutrients that we need, or producing some of the proper nutrients that we need. And without this good bacteria, digestion goes awry. You develop all sorts of food allergies. You develop autoimmune disease. And there actually is a connection between the gut, meaning the intestine, and the brain via the vagus nerve. And you can also, with bad bacteria or not enough good bacteria, develop dementia, such as Alzheimer's disease. Well, this paper from UCLA went one step further, okay? We know that a non-nutritious diet or a poor lifestyle diet, one high in refined carbohydrates, one high, very high in saturated fat, can alter the population of the bacteria in the gut. By the way, this population of bacteria is known as the microbiome, microbiome. You're going to hear that term a lot more in mainstream media, in scientific journals, in even in posts on Facebook, whatever. But the gut microbiome can be changed for the worse by poor nutritional choices. And when that happens, and you get a preponderance of bad bacteria over good bacteria, or as the scientists like to say, pathologic bacteria over good bacteria, these bacteria love to thrive on these bad nutrients. And so what do? They send signals via the vagus nerve to your brain, commanding you to eat more poorly nutritious foods. And so one cupcake leads to two cupcakes, leads to three, because they thrive on this stuff. So you see, We had mentioned in previous shows about the addictive powers of food, the addiction of sugar and saturated fat together to create a great mouthfeel. Well, now there's even a physical addiction with the gut microbiome. This is being tested, and if it proves true, that gut-brain connection has a lot to do with the idea that we can get hooked on a lot of these foods in order to feed the bad bacteria. The problem is you can't give up and say, well, you know what? My bacteria in my gut is guiding my choices. That's not true. They may be lending help in guiding your choices, but you still guide your choices. And you can break this vicious cycle by, in only a week or 10 days, of not eating refined carbohydrates and going back to proper nutrition. And all of your cravings will eventually disappear. It takes about 3 or 4 days for those cravings to disappear. And that's the purpose of a lot of detox programs. Now we know why. So those are two pretty important things that appeared in the media this week. And they really should get you thinking about proper lifestyle change, proper nutrition, proper exercise, and stress reduction. And that's exactly what we do at the clinic. I mean, it's there for you, ready to grab it. So, without further ado, we were talking about cardiometabolic disease. And what do we mean by that? Well, the link between metabolic irregularities and cardiac disease. And there is a real link. Cardiac disease, as you know, can result in stroke or heart attack. And this is intimately connected to disease states such as obesity, type 2 diabetes, Alzheimer's disease, all metabolic type diseases. And we went and talked about the various connections and how it all starts with obesity and insulin resistance. And a cascade of problems ensue, leading to cardiac disease and eventually death. You really do shorten your lifespan. So when we left last time, we were talking about the function of insulin, because insulin resistance and type 2 diabetes are so central to cardiometabolic disease. Wanted to make sure that all of you knew how insulin worked. So the simple explanation for the way insulin works is that it is secreted from the pancreas in your body in response to glucose or sugar molecules in a meal. All right? The insulin molecule unlocks a door on the cell membrane, if you will, I'm being simplistic, and allows the glucose molecules or sugar molecules in the bloodstream to enter that cell where they're needed for cellular energy. And they're needed to drive chemical reactions. All right? When the cell becomes saturated, the door is locked again, and no more glucose can get in. And now, if there is residual glucose in the bloodstream, it is shuttled to the liver, which is a giant parking lot for excess glucose. Problem is, that parking lot gets full pretty quickly. And if there's still glucose in the bloodstream after there are no more parking spaces, you know, Christmas time at Tyson's One, then what happens? It is transformed directly into triglyceride or fat. So again, you don't get fat eating fat. You get fat eating excess carbohydrates. All right? Now, once insulin levels fall, that door locks and no glucose enters the cell, and it's either parked in the liver, and excess from there is changed into fat. So a diet high in refined carbohydrates, diets that rely primarily on pasta, rice, potatoes, and bread. And I know there are cultures out there. We Italians, we eat our pasta, but we have a protein course and we have a vegetable course and a salad course. Asians eat rice, but rice is only a minor portion of the meal. Vegetables make up the major portion. But if you're going to rely just on pasta or just on rice, you know, things like hamburger helper, for instance. Only Americans could invent something so disgusting as that. But if you're going to rely solely on refined carbohydrates, you will cause your glucose levels to spike, cause a resultant spike in insulin secretion, because the pancreas realizes, oh my God, there's so much glucose out there. We got to get that into the cells before patient gets hyperglycemic. But remember, the cells can only hold so much. And then the glucose is shuttled to the liver. And when the liver holds all it can, the resultant is turned into fat. And it's the insulin that's in the bloodstream that's been released by the pancreas that promotes the fat storage. So insulin is both good and bad. It has an evil twin brother, if you will, okay? And that evil twin brother promotes fat storage. Very, very important hormone, ladies and gentlemen. And you need your insulin regulated. If you can regulate your insulin secretion from the pancreas, and everybody can, you hold one of the major keys to longevity. You hold one of the major keys to the absence of chronic disease. Active lifestyle, happy lifestyle. No Alzheimer's disease, no dementia. Insulin is a very important hormone. It's not just for diabetes anymore. So, what happens when you start eating all of these refined carbohydrates and you don't stop? Well, this creates a stress on the body, all right? Because body doesn't like glucose in the bloodstream. Liver can only hold so much, so the body starts producing fat. These fat cells start secreting hormones of their own, called cytokines, and create a stress level in the body, okay? And then what happens is the adrenal glands release the stress hormone cortisol in response to this. And you know what happens when cortisol is released? The liver starts to produce more glucose. And you get into this endless cycle of more insulin secretion. Cells are already full. Glucose is transformed into fat by the insulin because the cells in the liver are already full. And you get more fat storage. And before you know it, belly fat, midsection fat. And you'll notice that there are a lot of diet aids on the market that are called, you know, cortisol relief or Cortaid or whatever, because they want to target that stress response. They're not going to work. They're not going to work at all. The only thing that's going to work is to stop pigging out on the refined carbohydrates in combination with saturated fats. Start eating more fruits and vegetables. Start eating lean protein. Stay away from the bread, the pasta, the rice. You can do this for 2 or 3 weeks and reset your body. It's easy to do. Once you do that, your cravings will disappear, and they'll disappear because you will have transformed your gut microbiome, as we stated earlier, into primarily good bacteria which thrive on the non-refined carbs. All right, we're going to take a break here for a minute, and then we'll continue. In the meantime, stick around, have a cup of coffee, but don't reach for a cinnamon bun. Hi, this is Dr. Giannotto, and for 25 years, I've been helping men and women like you with hair loss prevention and restoration. You know, a full head of hair makes you look better and feel better, all while improving your self-confidence. And now I'm proud to announce that the Giannotto Clinic is the only clinic in Virginia that offers all three major hair restoration procedures under one roof. We have Artis and Neograft, the two automated robotic follicular unit extraction procedures, and we have the tried and true follicular unit transplantation strip method. Now you can find a perfect fit with the procedure that works best for you, and in 1.5 days begin your journey to natural, permanent hair. We make all three procedures affordable, and our consultants can match your lifestyle and desired recovery time to a specific procedure. Your results will be precise, permanent, and aesthetic. Call now, 703-556-4247. And when you call, make sure you ask me about SmartGraft, a new procedure involving more precision in less time than any other FUE method. Call me now, 703-556-4247.
For the past 20 years, Dr. Giannotto and the expert staff at the Giannotto Clinic have been Washington's leader in hair loss prevention, restoration, and age management. And now the Giannotto Clinic is proud to introduce genetic testing in its age management program. This proactive program is based on each individual's genetic makeup. As you age, you can look better, feel better, and live longer. Based on scientific knowledge, medicine, nutrition, and a healthy lifestyle, the Giannotto Clinic can combine preventative aging, hair restoration, and facial rejuvenation to help you turn back the clock. So whether it's low libido or you're just not feeling like your old self and want an energy boost in your life, both men and women are encouraged to call the Giannotto Clinic for a free consultation. 703-556-4247. That's 703-556-4247. While you cannot go back and make a new start, you can start today to make a new ending. Call 703-556-4247. That's 703-556-4247.
Okay, we're back. Let me clarify something. All right. Let's say the day begins and you eat a very high glycemic breakfast. Captain Crunch, orange juice, white toast, and butter. All right? What's going to happen is your glucose levels are going to rise in your bloodstream very suddenly within the first hour. And you know what? Because of the insulin response, glucose levels are going to drop by the third hour, where you have what's called hypoglycemia and you become famished. So what do? You go to Dunkin' Donuts. You get a cup of coffee and a donut. And those glucose levels rise again very, very rapidly and drop within 2 to 3 hours. And you're eating and subsisting on refined carbohydrates because of the addictive nature of the carbs and because you're just plain old hungry. Let's change that. Morning, you get up. Instead of having a high glycemic breakfast, have a 3-egg omelet with vegetables and maybe some chicken bacon or turkey bacon. No toast, no orange juice. Drink some coffee. Your glucose levels will rise rather gradually because these are complex forms of carbohydrates and remain there for a longer period of time. This breakfast will sustain you until lunch. So basically, you go to eat lunch and you eat another low glycemic index lunch and you do the same for dinner. Ladies and gentlemen, you're eating less. You're producing less insulin. You're producing less cortisol. You're not encouraging fat deposition. Low glycemic eating is the way to go. You become sated, but there's no more cortisol response, no more excess insulin response, and no fat storage. Insulin resistance occurs in response to continual high glycemic meals because it'll take more and more insulin to be secreted from the pancreas to cope with the glucose overload. And eventually, the pancreas cannot keep up and or the insulin becomes ineffective. That is diabetes. So you see, your choices are going to determine whether or not you get type 2 diabetes. And the odds are that if you have a child born in 2000 or more, that child has a 33% chance of getting type 2 or nutritional diabetes because of his or her eating habits and choices. Do you want me to repeat that? That child has a 33% chance of getting type 2 or nutritional diabetes because of his or her poor nutritional choices and because of the meals that you may be cooking and forcing upon them. It's a serious state of affairs. And you know what? Diabetes is a stressor. Cortisol levels rise. Insulin levels are in excess. And what does that whole combination do? It makes you fat, and it gets you obese. This is entirely under your control. I don't care how long you've been obese. I don't care how long you've had type 2 diabetes. I can reverse it. You can reverse it. Yes, it's going to be difficult that first week or two, but you can do it. And you've probably forgotten what it's like to live a life that's very active, makes you feel good after you eat, where you sleep well all night, where you're not snoring anymore, where your lungs are clear, your mind is clear. These are all within your reach. So, this begs the question, can lifestyle changes fix this problem, or do we need to rely on the pharmaceutical industry? Well, if you've been listening to this show at all with any regularity, you'll know what I think of the pharmaceutical industry. Studies have been done. This is important. Studies have been done comparing a placebo to metformin. Now, metformin is a drug that you take by mouth that's used to treat type 2 diabetes. All right. And So some patients took a placebo, some patients took metformin, and other patients just underwent lifestyle changes involving diet, nutrition, exercise, and some nutraceuticals, some supplements that we thought they needed. Do you know that the lifestyle changes without any pharmaceutical intervention, that the ones I described, diet, nutrition, exercise, and nutraceutical, control blood sugar levels better than the metformin, which was better than the placebo? Amazing, huh? Told you, you can defeat this. You can defeat this very well. And do you know, if you're obese, just a 10% change in your body weight can affect these changes almost immediately. Almost immediately. There was a gentleman that used to work for me, and he was very overweight. And we put him on a lifestyle change program. He was very dependent on metformin. His endocrinologist couldn't get over how within 6 months I had him off of metformin entirely. We had him exercising. We had him eating the proper diets. And it was all a matter of just instruction. And since he came to the office every day and was working there every day, you know, we got to monitor him every day. That's the ideal situation. But it worked. And to this day, he is still metformin-free and does not have any type 2 diabetes anymore. And this is the norm rather than the exception. You can do this if you stick to a program. Now, granted, there was another man that I treated, same type of situation, but he was very childlike in his thought process, and he had to have his refined carbohydrates, and nobody was going to tell him any different. He dropped out of the program. There was nothing more I could do for him. He made up his mind. He's not ready for the program at this point. You have to be ready for this. You have to want change. And by God, if you want change, ladies and gentlemen, I can enforce that change, and I can make you or put you in a place where you used to be without all the medications that you're on and without the disability that you have and without the inactivity that you have. Just think about that. So, with this, lifestyle changes resulted in a 58% drop in the onset of a diabetes diagnosis. Metformin treatment resulted in a 31% drop. Placebo had no effect. Think about that. Half of you can get out of this situation with lifestyle changes if you stick to them without any drugs. Now, that's not to say metformin is a bad drug, okay? In anti-aging circles, age management medicine circles, metformin is a very, very good drug for other reasons, and we'll devote another program to that in the future. So older individuals had less effect from metformin and more effect from lifestyle change. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's never too late. Never, ever, ever too late. Talking to the security guard at the condo that I live in, and he's got a 72-year-old mother who has type 2 diabetes, and he's moving her down here from Massachusetts because, left to her own discretion, the woman continues to drink sodas, eat cookies, cakes, and her diabetes is so out of control that they've had to place her on insulin, and she won't take the insulin. Well, as he said, she's 72 going on 96. Is this what you want? Is this what you have to look forward to? It's not. It's not. Minor lifestyle changes. Tweaking your nutritional habits. Getting up off of that couch and exercising a little bit. And if you have kids and a husband, or if you have a wife and whatnot, I understand that your schedule is busy with work and so on, but you can always find 30 minutes every other day to exercise. The way I do it is I either do it very early in the morning or very late in the afternoon. I carve out 30 minutes of my busy day. So remember, in order to prevent chronic disease, in order to prevent cardiac disease, in order to prevent you from falling victim to this whole array of cardiometabolic problems, you need to take control of your health with lifestyle change. This is where you prevent chronic disease. You need to do your part. No one's going to do it for you. I've always said the government's not going to do it for you. They don't care whether you're sick or well. They really don't. As long as they get the money for the premiums and, you know, the amount of coverage you have consistently decreases while the disease consistently increases. You need to enable lifestyle changes. I can't say it enough. I can't say it enough, ladies and gentlemen. And if you have children, you are the one that are responsible for their health and their well-being. You alone can reverse these alarming cardiometabolic trends that may affect yourself and your family. So be mindful of the food that you eat. Food is information, and the amount and kind of macromolecules, proteins, fats, and carbohydrates, will dramatically affect the body's metabolic hormones. Pay attention to the glycemic index of foods and consume carbohydrates with lower glycemic indices so as to regulate the glucose and insulin response. Exercise, both aerobic and resistance, and exercise, this is essential to decrease insulin resistance and to prevent type 2 diabetes and heart disease. So, we're winding up. Thank you for listening. Eat responsibly this week. Be safe and tune in next week. Bye-bye now.
You've been listening to Wellness DC with Dr. Richard Giannotto of the Giannotto Clinic in Tysons Corner, Virginia. Thank you and have a pleasant weekend.
Cheese and a large soda, that's $10,012. Please drive around.
$10,000 what?
It's obvious you're buzzed and driving.
I've only had a few. I'm fine.
Yeah, the food's $12, but getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Please drive around. Actually, just park and come in.
Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is Mark Amtower. If you're looking for cost-effective and efficient methods for marketing your products or services to the government or to other government contractors, look to LinkedIn. There are over 400,000 members in the D.C. area and more than 92 million nationwide, but only a small percentage actually use it well. I can show you how to leverage LinkedIn in ways that support your marketing, sales, and business development efforts. I do this for large and small companies, and I can do it for you. Drop me a line at mark@federaldirect.net.
Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. At 6, I make his breakfast. Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. At 6, I make his breakfast. At 7, I shower. Every day I wake up
at 5. For those caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community to help us better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFMHD2 Manassas, WTLPFMHD2 Braddock Heights Frederick, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy Athletics. Listen each week for Tech Tuesday on Federal News Radio. Every Tuesday, we zero in on how technology inspires innovation. Tuesday mornings at 11, it's Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy, the latest on products that help bring policy to life. Then Tuesday afternoons at 12:30, join Federal News Radio's Jason Miller for Ask the CIO. Federal News Radio's DoD Wednesday. At 3, DoD reporter Jared Serbu hosts On DoD, a discussion with senior managers about how the department meets its mission. At 4, in-depth host Francis Rose brings you Pentagon Solutions, a smart discussion on the issues and challenges of the defense community. Plus daily DoD updates, mornings and afternoons, Monday through Friday. DoD Wednesday on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM. Tech Tuesday on Federal News Radio. Every Tuesday, learn how technology inspires innovation. Tuesday mornings.